Parental advisory warning. Carlosophies, provoking thought and liberating people from their own bullshit since 2015. First time here? Hit subscribe. You'll want to stick around.
Hi there. I'm back on the beach. And it's bloody hot, actually. The sun has got some burn in it today. Right, so it's like the middle of school holidays. I'm just kind of doing my thing, making my way through January slowly, as I always do. January is, you know, in my entire business life, with Killer Copy, January is pretty much grinds to a halt between mid-December and late January. Nothing really happens in that business. So it's always been a quiet period for me, work-wise, and less so the last few years. People are still like in that kind of corporate space. There's still projects that kind of trickle through. I'm working on a big one at the moment, but usually it's very quiet. And before Kid, I used to use January as a time to lie in the hammock and read books. You know, I used to get stock up on autobiographies and I'd just spend January reading. It's a little different these days. It's pretty much just mum the entire time. So yeah, definitely less relaxing. Though I do have the kid in a few days of holiday care these holidays for the first time, just so I can get a bit of work done, but also just so I can have some space. I really need the time to recharge so that I can be more present. Anyway, January typically is also a time to reflect and to, you know, like think about or play with what I'd like in the coming year. And the last few years I've done a word of the year, but I just find it doesn't really, I mean, last year's was prosperity and I feel like I did have a pretty prosperous year actually. And I'd like to bring some more of that into this year for sure. But actually what I'm feeling is, and I have to say, like I don't come to this until this kind of time. Like I'm not someone who sets a New Year's resolution or anything. That has never really spoken to me. I probably tried it, but realized very quickly that it doesn't last very long. The only really successful one I had was quitting smoking. And I just had my last cigarette on New Year's Eve, probably about 12 years ago, and I've never had another one since. Thank God. And, you know, but that's really the only time I've had a New Year's resolution that I've stuck to. And yeah, and instead I like to have a think about I reflect back. The first thing I do is I reflect back on what has and hasn't worked. I've spoken a bit about that here. And then I start to play. And actually, this was what I wanted to talk about today, was play, because I think it's such an underrated part of business. And I'm going to talk a little bit about human design, just in very broad terms in this episode, because if we look at the different types, hardly any of them, 9% are here to have an idea and just create off the back of that idea. Right? And that doesn't mean that it's not necessarily just have the idea and create, but have the idea and initiate creation. Manifestors are here to do that. The rest of us, not so much. We need something to respond to. The vast majority of us, 70%, as generators and manifesting generators, need something to respond to. And then there's people like projectors who need an invitation or recognition in order to create. And I've been experimenting with this for the last 3 years, and I found that the you know, the recognition piece is key for me. But more than that, all of those types and all of humanity, really, I don't know, I feel like we need to give ourselves all permission to play more. We can become rigid in what we want to create. And when I find that when I've done that and things haven't worked, I've ended up like a classic projector, bitter and twisted. But more than that, I've missed opportunities because I've had a concrete view of how things should be going. And when I'm immovable in that, and I really block off opportunities that are trying to make their way to me. Okay, I'm going to turn around. And so play has been always a massive part of my life. Experimentation is like a major theme and a big part of my design as a third line too. So, you know, if you're not into human design, just ignore the terminology, right? Like, I'm here to play, I'm here to experiment, and I do that. But I feel that a lot of people don't give themselves enough permission to do that. And this year, I really want it to be a year of play. What I'm feeling is that there is a coming together this year of all the things that I've been exploring. You know, voice, identity. Come on, Bill. And I feel like there is a coming together of those pieces. All the bits that I've explored and experimented and researched over the years, I feel like my own framework is, this is going to be the year of maybe creating my own framework. And in order to do that, I want it to be fun. You know, I don't want it to feel like a chore, and I'm actually open to it not being the year of framework either. Like, I'm not very attached to one certain path. I'm open to what comes, because there's so many different things I'd love to do, you know? So many different things. Now my studio is almost built. Running workshops would be super fun. You know, having people come and record. Maybe even, like, I've been thinking for years of starting a podcast kind of company. But I just thought I had to do all the things. I'm not sure that I do now. I think I could maybe, you know, bring on some producers and stuff and have them create and me just guide the process more. You know, so that's something that would feel like it would be fun. And when it comes to the framework, you know, like last year I ran a bunch of workshops. I ran the free ones that were funded by Women in Social Enterprise, Show Up, Speak Up primarily. And, you know, and I feel like there's a bit in that I could pull out around showing up and speaking up. You know, maybe that is my signature program. Not a program, but my framework, you know? And then I ran some workshops later in the year about figuring out your character. And maybe that forms part of this. And so I think like 2021 is going to be the year of me running some experimental workshops and inviting people to come along as I build this framework, testing out different theories and ideas that I have, and eventually bringing it together, maybe in a book and a bit of a process that I'll take people through. And so that just feels fun and light for me, you know? Like, I love connecting with people. I love doing those little workshops. I love running them and learning from them. And I feel like often, you know, when I ran those workshops that I ran in November, I think it was, around developing your character as a podcaster, I ran the first one and I hadn't really figured out how to end it, and I felt like I kind of lost people a bit at the end. And so then I ran it a second time, and it was tighter and neater, and I ended up sending out the questions that brought it together to the people who had run the first workshop. So, and the people who ran the first workshop enjoyed it, and in fact a couple of them have applied to frequency, so I obviously didn't completely fuck it up. You know, I feel like sometimes we're in our head so much that, or particularly me, I am, that we you know, that we give something a go once and it doesn't go quite to plan, and then we're like, well, fuck that, I'm never going to do that again. You know, I'm definitely always keen to give things a second shot, just to see, you know, maybe a third shot if that's necessary. I think about public speaking and how, you know, my first experience really public speaking, other than in the workplace, was it ended up in tears. Like, it was hideous. In fact, the first couple were quite bad and embarrassingly bad. Like, one of them I cried, that's how bad it was. But I didn't allow that to stop me from trying it again. You know, that's what experimentation is about. You do something once, you see if it works, and if it doesn't work, then you give it another go to see if there is a piece that you could shift or change, or, you know, I mean, if I based my first public speaking experience and use that to define how the rest of my career would go public speaking wise, I would never have done it again, ever. But I gave it a go, and I learned something, and then I learned something else, and then I learned something else, and now I'm at the point where, you know, I can pretty much get up on stage, have a rough idea, maybe a few bullet points about what I want to talk about, and go. And but that doesn't, like, where you start isn't necessarily where you end up, which is why play is so important, you know? So yeah, I guess, like, maybe if there is two words for this year for me, well, maybe there's even three, but it's, you know, I definitely want to invite more prosperity into this year, and play, more play, you know? I want it to be a fun year of, yeah, playfulness, a lightness to it. So with the intention of bringing things together, you know, I feel like the play is leading to consolidation, I guess, of all the bits and pieces into something that's a package, I guess. So, because I feel like that is one thing that has been missing, is like I kind of do lots of different things, and that's totally fine. I love doing lots of different things. But I feel like I'm ready to, like, consolidate that, if that makes sense. Because at the moment I'm doing, you know, business coaching, and then I do coaching for corporates, really. And then I do the podcast producing and the executive producing and the creative direction, and then doing the voiceover work and the podcast teaching and mentoring. You know, like, there's a lot. And now human design, like, there's a lot. And I feel like bringing all of that shit together will serve me and help to serve you. And what I'm hoping is that you'll come along the journey with me. I think I might have mentioned last episode that I'm enrolled in a train the trainer for a program which is called, really studying, like, the five elements of voice. And I'm finding it super powerful work already, and I've only just scratched the surface, you know. So bringing some of that in, maybe with some human design, maybe with some psychology of selves, voice dialogue, maybe with some podcasting, you know, or voice. There'll definitely be a voice focus, with some, you know, like, figuring out who you are and how you want to show up, you know. So I feel like all of this stuff is coming together into something. Oh, I'm getting the tingles. Where it is all around showing up and speaking up, because that's really what I'm about. But just that I have something that I can, a process that I can move people through to yeah, to get them to connect to themselves and their voice. And so they feel confident to, you know, share their truth with the world. So yeah, that's it from me this week. Pure permission to play more. You know, we don't have to be so serious and bogged down and structured. I feel like there is this piece, right? Like what I'm working towards is a structure. But in order to create the structure, we have to be willing to have play. We have to be willing to experiment. We have to be willing to look at what works and what doesn't work so that we can consolidate. And there is absolutely going to be structure to this with a whole lot of permission to play in between. You know, we need the container in order to be able to play freely. Otherwise, you know, it's like you get a blank piece of paper in front of you. I mean, that's the thing that stops a lot of people, is this blank piece. We need some direction. So that's it from me this week. Until next week, peace out and play more. Oh, actually, because the whole point of that was, I started with the human design piece, right? The whole point of that is, as a generator, as a manifesting generator, as a projector, we need to be immersing ourselves in the things that we love, the things that we're curious about. And in order for, you know, to give people the opportunity to give us things to respond to, when we think we have all the answers, then we're really shutting off what naturally would come to us, you know? And we don't have to figure it all out. We can be in relationship with creation, you know? So we show up, we start with what we're curious about, we start playing, and then people start responding to that play, and you either get recognition or invitations as a projector, or you're just having fun playing and creating in relationship, you know? So, and all types could use a bit of that. So play more, experiment, and that's it, really, for real. Peace out.
Want more me in your life? Head to carlinimmo.com or find me on Instagram at carlosophies. But honestly, the best thing you can do is tell a friend about this podcast. Until next week, peace out.